Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Welcome also to the 100th episode of this podcast. I'll be continuing to produce new podcasts, and I'm looking forward to creating the next 100 episodes of this podcast. Have you ever been to the movie theater and had someone behind you or in front of you talk and talk and continue to talk throughout the whole movie, making commentary about this and that action scene or what this person isn't or should be doing? It can go on and on and on. And if you've ever had that experience, it can also be very irritating. Similarly, after the movie Lord of the Rings came out, I had purchased a copy of it on DVD, brought it home, put it into my player, and then noticed it was a choice of commentary that you could watch the episode with the director and the producer making commentary in the background. I decided to try it because I was very familiar with the whole book and the movie and wanted to see what they had to say. Well, I watched it for about 15 minutes and I had to turn it off. It was so irritating trying to watch and listen to the dialogue while these two men were making commentary all along the way. I immediately turned it off, went back to the original score, and watched it without the commentary. It was much more enjoyable that way. Sadly, though, most of us live our lives with commentary. But I'm not referring to the commentary where perhaps our parents, our friends, our spouse make comments about what we're doing. I'm referring to the commentary that goes on in our head all day long, from the second we get up to the second we put our head down to rest. This commentary, because unfortunately we're so used to it, goes on all day long, unnoticed, or where we're very used to it, and we just let it play and play and play. But like I said, we're so used to it, instead of being distracted by it, we almost can't live without it. As a matter of fact, when we meditate, all of a sudden we notice how much that commentary is going on. We can even have commentary about meditating, such as, am I doing it right? Am I sitting up straight enough? Am I breathing deeply enough? Am I breathing too quickly? Nothing seems to be happening right now. Am I doing something wrong? This is boring. I don't like this. What was that? Hey, I just thought about, and off our mind goes. It just goes on and on and on. But the beautiful thing about meditation is we begin to notice how much commentary we have going on in our heads all day long. And with meditation, we can learn to quiet that commentary. Now, the first thing you may ask is why? Why do we need to quiet the commentary? There's many parts to this, and let me reflect on a few. First, it's like going to the movie. When we hear commentary, we may miss out on the movie. If we're at a movie and someone's talking, we miss out on what's going on in the movie. When we're meditating, we can miss out on the experience of meditation, which is about quieting our minds and being present with our mantra, our prayer word, or our breath. It's about being here now, being 100% present with our breath and learning to quiet our minds. When we do that, we discover that we get relaxed, we get peaceful. Many wonderful things happen when we quiet our minds and just be. Plus, that commentary can actually be rather irritating. Like in a movie, people are often critical when they're making comments. She's fat. He's disgusting. She's stupid. Mean things we can say, sometimes nice, but usually it's mean. And often, probably most of the time, sadly, it's directed at us. We're commenting on our behavior. Sometimes it's about things in the past, reflecting on them, things we did right, usually things we did wrong. Sometimes it's about the future, things that are going to happen that might go well, but usually it's fears that might happen in the future and things that might go wrong. and in the process of being in the past with our commentary, or in the future with our commentary, we miss out on the here and now. But when we meditate and we quiet those thoughts, we discover how beautiful it can be to be in the here and now. And we awaken to how much depth there is inside of us that we didn't even know. We can wake up to who we are by getting to know ourselves. But how do we get to know someone? We listen without commentary. We become excellent listeners to ourselves, and then hopefully, with this skill, we learn to become excellent listeners to others without commentary, without judgment. We just listen. We just be. But living life without commentary is more than just when we're sitting and meditating. It's about transferring this skill to the rest of our lives, when we're working, when we're interacting, when we're doing everything but meditating. Then we learn to do the same thing there. We learn to really savor life before us 100% via losing the commentary. Now, this isn't an easy task to do at first, but it is a skill that we can learn. We learn it by a few things. First, we have to be aware that there's commentary. That's where meditation is so helpful. When we meditate, we realize how much commentary is going on in our head all day long. And just with being aware of that commentary, we can begin to change it. And how do we change it once we're aware of it? We have three options here. One is we can go with that commentary and continue to just dialogue with it, which isn't helpful. Or we can try to suppress it, say, what's wrong with us for having this commentary? Which, as you can guess, is more commentary. So suppressing the commentary doesn't seem to work either. The third option we have is to just, again, watch the commentary and then get back to the here and now. Don't suppress it. Don't go with it. Just witness it. Be aware that it's there, and then get back to the here and now. It's just like with our breath. When we're meditating, our mind wanders. We don't go with the thoughts. We don't suppress these thoughts. We just notice them and then get back to breathing. When we're living the rest of our lives, when the thoughts kick in, we don't go with them. We don't suppress them. We merely notice them and then get back to being present with what is, living in the present moment without commentary. It's a beautiful way to live our lives, and we are capable of it. It just takes effort, it takes time, it takes practice. We may not overcome it overnight, but with time, what can happen is, even with the commentary perhaps still even being there a little bit in the background, we, like being at a good movie, we don't even notice that the people in front of us are talking because we're so engrossed in what's happening. They can be talking, but we just love the movie before us. And in life, it can be a lot like that. Sometimes our lives can be so engaging that our minds are completely still. Other times, it may be that we have some background commentary going on, but again, we get engaged in the activity of life that we don't even notice it, and we just be with what is. It's a beautiful way to live our lives, and we are capable of it. It takes work, it takes effort, but with our practice of meditation and our awareness of the commentary, our minds get quieter, and we learn to just live life fully, richly, beautifully. Any of us can have this life. All we have to do is learn to disengage with the commentary and live our lives. I want to encourage everyone to work on this. Pay attention to our thoughts and learn to quiet them and just get back to the here and now. Yes, sometimes we have to make plans. Sometimes we do need to think about things. But mostly, we just live life in the here and now, fully present. Thank you for joining me on this, the 100th episode of the Meditation for Health podcast. If you want to learn more about the world of meditation, please go to my website at www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. And I do have other podcasts that I create and blogs. If you'd like to learn more about them, there are links on the website. So spend some time, look around, and grow, meditate, and discover the wonders of living in the here and now without mental commentary. Until next time, peace.